content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Lisa Maxwell for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Education Today. For the next half hour, I will be reading a special article for you titled Vision for Inclusion: Key Steps to Make College Accessible for Visually Impaired Students. It may take us a couple of sessions to get through this article, so we will go ahead and get started. So again, Vision for Inclusion: Key Steps to Make College Accessible for Visually Impaired Students. Introduction. Accessing higher education shouldn't be hindered by a visual impairment. Yet, for many visually impaired students, the college experience presents a unique set of obstacles. There's a wide spectrum of visual impairments and various ways they can impact academic life. Each student has different needs. Addressing physical navigation challenges and utilizing orientation and mobility training are important steps to feeling prepared and confident before classes begin. In addition, using cutting-edge technology and tools to encourage independence empowers students to succeed. Further support and guidance from the campus disability office, paired with transportation accommodations, round out the key steps for good inclusion practices on campus. And I am sorry that at the beginning of the article, I did fail to mention that this is written by Stephanie Spillman. Defining visual impairment. Visual impairment involves much more than not having perfect vision. One common way to test vision is with eye charts. These measure how sharp our vision is at a distance. Having 20/20 vision simply means that your vision is normal. You can see something 20 feet away with the same clarity that a person with normal vision could. The first number in 20/20 vision represents how far away the patient is from the chart, in this case, 20 feet away. And the second number is the distance a person with normal eyesight can read the same line of characters. Common eyesight terms. 1. Visual acuity measures the sharpness of vision from a distance. 2. Visual fields, how much you can see to the sides when staring at something straight ahead. 3. Color vision. This measures how much and how accurately a person views colors. It's especially important to see the difference between red and green when driving. 4. Contrast sensitivity. This refers to how well you can see something against certain backgrounds. Some can only read black letters on a white background. Others may have trouble finding a black phone on a dark table. In the real world, stepping off curbs can be dangerous if you can't distinguish the curb from the sidewalk. 5. Glare sensitivity. Glare sensitivity refers to how well you can see contrast and objects with bright lights. Bright headlights at night can scatter light and prevent drivers from seeing what's around them if they have severe glare sensitivity. Number 6, tunnel vision. People with tunnel vision have limited visual fields. When looking straight ahead, they see very little to the sides. Number 7, visual processing disorders. This includes a variety of problems, including difficulties with reading, writing, copying words, and remembering the forms of letters and numbers. Degrees of visual impairment. The degree of visual impairment a student has can significantly influence how they navigate and access information on a college campus. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA, defines visual impairment as Visual impairment, including blindness, means an impairment in vision that, even with correction, adversely affects a child's educational performance. This includes both partial sight and blindness. Total blindness is not seeing any form of light and is noted as NLP, or no light perception. This isn't as common as people might think, as it only applies to around 15% of people with visual impairment. In addition to total blindness, a wide range of visual impairments can affect students in college. Low vision is a common diagnosis, which encompasses reduced visual clarity, difficulty seeing details, light or glare sensitivity, and contrast deficits, which make it hard to read on various colored backgrounds. Those with partial vision have a limited degree of vision and may suffer from tunnel vision or significant visual field loss. Additionally, visual processing disorders can lead to challenges with interpreting visual information despite normal eyesight. This is not a common problem, but it can have a large impact on student success. Impact on daily life and academic pursuits. Visual impairment and blindness can present significant challenges in navigating the campus, accessing course materials, using technology, and participating in social activities. Everyday tasks like reading signs, finding classrooms, and taking notes will require extra effort. Standard print materials, inaccessible classroom presentations, and reliance on visual cues can also lead to academic disadvantages. Learning how to use assistive technologies and adjusting to unfamiliar environments can lead to stress and feelings of isolation. Potential on-campus challenges. Number 1, traveling to campus from a residence. 2, using technology materials on campus. 3, accessing general information. 4, moving around on campus. 5, lack of awareness among college staff. 6, inadequate time for reading and taking notes with tactile materials such as Braille. And 7, limited time and uncomfortable environment for testing. Accessibility matters. Considering that the graduation rate of visually impaired students is very low, accessibility matters a lot. Equal opportunity is necessary for visually impaired students to thrive and earn a degree. As important as academic accessibility is, some would argue that the true measure of equal access isn't centered on the amount of visual aids available. The primary role of accessibility is to help visually impaired college students integrate fully into university life and become just like any other student on campus. Research about the experiences of visually impaired students in higher education shows that there's much work ahead to improve accessibility. If a visually impaired student tries to navigate their campus during peak hours, it can be dangerous and difficult to orient themselves. There are also numerous physical obstacles most people wouldn't think about. Consider also when a professor may decide to change lecture halls at a moment's notice after a visually impaired student has painstakingly learned their way to the original location. Visual impaired students must expend a large amount of energy just to arrive to class. These challenges may prevent them from fully concentrating on their academic journey. It sounds very, very lame and probably childish, but for the first 2 weeks of my academic year, it was my greatest concern. Not how I would manage in class, but how I am going to get where I want to be and how am I going to find my way between classes. And this is from a student named Mia. It is paramount to address these students' concerns and take action to create a better and safer environment. Financial aid and scholarships. Accessibility also includes the ability to afford college. Since a university degree is already so expensive, the additional financial burdens of costly tools and aids can prevent many low-vision students from even considering college. There are numerous scholarship programs specifically for visually impaired students, which can ease the financial burden of attending college. Likewise, all students are encouraged to apply for the federal financing aid through FAFSA, or Free Application for Federal Student Aid. In addition to scholarships to cover tuition, there are also programs that help with the cost of learning aids that are necessary for visually impaired students. The best programs available for covering costs for college and assistive technology are statewide vocational rehabilitation services. It's hard to overemphasize how important it is for visually impaired students to seek assistance from their state vocational program. These programs are free to apply, and the assistance can be life-changing in many ways. It can be the difference between independence and giving up the dream of meaningful work. Some vocational rehabilitation programs may cover the following. 1. Tuition for undergraduate and graduate degrees. 2. Transportation, such as bus passes. And 3. Assistive aids and technology. Office of Disability Services, or ODS. The ODS on each campus plays a critical role in supporting visually impaired students and fostering an inclusive learning environment. Below are a variety of ways disability services can help visually impaired students and ensure a great campus experience. Be sure to take advantage of these opportunities. 1. Collaboration and support. The ODS works with students to understand their specific visual impairments and how it impacts their learning. Through open communication, they determine the most effective accommodations to ensure equal access to education. 2. Accommodation options. The ODS can arrange for various accommodations, including accessible textbooks, handouts, and presentations, as well as screen reader technology and audio recorders note-taking services via helpers or digital tools. Some campuses offer technology training via workshops or one-on-one sessions. Check with your office to see what's offered. 3. Faculty support and liaison. The ODS works with professors to increase understanding of visual impairments and the importance of accessible teaching practices. 4. Inclusive teaching strategies. Disability services can advise faculty on incorporating techniques such as giving clear verbal descriptions of visual aids, providing digital copies of presentations beforehand, and allowing students to record lectures. And 5. Additional support services. Many disability offices maintain computer labs equipped with assistive technologies like screen readers, braille displays, and screen magnifiers. Students can access these resources to complete assignments, take notes, and explore online learning materials. 6. Orientation and mobility training. Some campuses offer O&M training in collaboration with the ODS. This empowers visually impaired students to navigate campus confidently and safely. 7. Social and emotional support. The ODS can connect students with disability support groups or campus counseling services to address social and emotional challenges that students with visual impairments may face. And 8, advocacy and awareness. The ODS actively works to raise awareness of disability issues and advocates for equal rights and opportunities for all students, including those with visual impairments. The ODS serves as a central point of contact for students with disabilities, providing guidance on accessing campus resources, navigating administrative processes, and helping students advocate for their rights. Remember, the specific services and accommodations offered by the Disability Services Office can vary between colleges. It's always best to connect with your Office of Disability Services to understand the specific offerings on your campus and how they can support you. Technology as an ally. Technology can be challenging to navigate for visually impaired students, but it can make college education much more accessible. One of the primary barriers to using these tools is lack of training. For students who have never used such aids, the learning curve can be steep. If you are involved in your state's vocational training program, the good news is that your technology training expenses will most likely be covered. And here are some assistive learning technologies. Number one, text-to-speech software is helpful for converting written text to audio, but it has less features and is not specifically designed for the visually impaired. Two, magnifiers range from small handheld to large floor models that enlarge print or task at hand. 3. Braille displays are devices you can attach to a computer, laptop, or phone to display the text on your screen in Braille. 4. Screen readers are either built-in or subscription-based software that help visually impaired students hear what's on the screen or read it in Braille on their Braille display. Most students use the voice function to read the text out loud. Number 5, portable note takers act like a computer or tablet. They're especially useful for taking notes and transcribing and saving them in Braille or print form. Many also have built-in calculators and calendars and can integrate with smartphones and utilize Bluetooth functions. Number 6, closed circuit TV is a video magnifier made of a screen, a camera, and an area at the bottom to put reading or text materials to be magnified on the screen. Some CCTVs can even underline text or hide irrelevant lines of text to make reading easier. And 7, electronic libraries, such as Kindle, offer access to thousands of books. Since they're on a screen, students can enlarge the print for ease of reading or have the system read the text. Technology for daily life. In addition to the fancy technology available in the classroom, there are many useful aids for students to make daily life easier. Smartphone accessibility features have come a long way and offer great tools and aids for visually impaired students. Features include 1. Screen readers audibly read the text on the phone. 2. Haptic feedback such as vibrations and sounds can help you navigate your smartphone. 3. Virtual assistants, such as Siri and Google Assistant, are great for performing tasks, looking things up, and reading answers out loud. Number 4, live captions are also very helpful for students who would like real-time captioning of what's being said. Text size can be set to larger font. And 5, One of the most exciting options available is an app called Be My Eyes, where students can take a picture of a scene or object and have it audibly described to them. Among other things, this can help someone find a seat nearby or recognize and read a recipe from a box. Navigational apps for smartphones. Technology to help navigate a student's surroundings keeps improving. Navigation apps such as Voice Vista, which is free, can provide detailed feedback about street names, the direction you're facing, and reference points for extra orientation as you travel. There's also Lazarillo, which is a free navigation app to help the visually impaired. This helps you navigate your surroundings and find public transport, ATMs, local businesses, and a lot more. The most popular navigation app is Blind Square, which is an affordable app with tons of features and a user-friendly interface. Like other navigation apps, it helps students safely find their way to places they'd like to travel and provides live feedback about their surroundings. It locates nearby venues, intersection names, current location and direction, and much more. Navigating the college environment. For visually impaired students, navigating a college campus is challenging. Orientation and mobility, or O&M training, specialized tools, and careful attention to physical accessibility can make all the difference. With O&M training, students can learn to use canes, if applicable, and identify landmarks, while technology like wayfinding apps can provide audio directions. Accessibility considerations within buildings and classrooms are crucial, including clear signage, tactile markings, and adaptable learning spaces that prioritize the needs of visually impaired students. Orientation and mobility training with a specialist. The first step for a safe and enjoyable college experience for students with low or no vision is to train with an orientation and mobility specialist. Orientation and mobility, or O&M training, is a vital step to safely navigate physical spaces. This training provides tools and skills to orient the student and make travel more efficient and safer. These techniques and skills include 1. Cane skills. Correct use of a white cane to detect obstacles and changes in surfaces. Number 2, spatial awareness. Developing a mental map of surroundings and using landmarks for orientation. Number 3, safe travel. Strategies for navigating street crossings, public transport, and crowded areas. Number 4, use of technology. Using smartphones or similar tools with mobility and orientation skills to ensure safe travels both on and off campus. Number 5, self-advocacy. Asking for help and learning to describe their impairment for the most appropriate level of care. O&M training goes a long way to build a student's independence and confidence, and it reduces their anxiety when finding their way in new environments. Tools and aids for navigating physical spaces. There are a variety of tools to make college more accessible and enjoyable. From handheld devices to service dogs, there are options for everyone. Canes are used for safety and navigation, as well as to alert others that a student is visually impaired. This will ensure others are more careful and offer help when needed. Guides. Guides have special training to help visually impaired or blind students navigate their surroundings. Some people choose to use human guides all the time, and others may use them as needed. Service dogs are highly trained canine guides for visually impaired or blind students. They're responsible for getting their human from place to place safely. Only about 5% of extremely low vision or blind people have guide dogs. Microsoft Seeing AI, or artificial intelligence, and similar apps can be programmed to map your indoor surroundings using sound beacons and voice directions. This is very cool. Campus layout and physical accessibility. Every campus presents a complex landscape for visually impaired students to navigate. Some that prioritize inclusive design may be easier than others. Inconsistent signage, unexpected obstacles within walkways, poorly marked stairs, and a lack of tactile cues throughout buildings can create barriers for students who rely on non-visual means to find their way around. Understanding these challenges is the first step toward advocating for more accessible spaces. Obstacles and crowds have a significant impact on a student with low or no vision. Maneuvering around objects and people who are moving haphazardly across the field of vision can be very difficult. Signage that isn't ADA accessible or is too small can present real problems for students. All signs with characters on them are required to have corresponding braille to be easily read by students with no or very low vision. Layout changes, including construction on campus and sidewalk closures, can be especially troublesome for visually impaired students who have grown used to the campus. Solutions for physical accessibility include extra orientation and mobility training to prepare for changes and unexpected events on campus. For campuses with significant obstacles, smartphone apps that warn students about obstacles around them are extremely helpful. There are also various guide options, such as Lone Cane, Human, and Canine Guides. Additionally, the volunteer network on the Be My Eyes app allows visually impaired students to ask for help in real time. A sighted person can help the student navigate a complicated situation. Appropriate signage for low vision or no vision students includes bright, simple pictures depicting specific navigation situations, large lettering, or braille labeling at elevators, outside classrooms, and in dorms. We have run out of time for today's episode of Education Today. We hope you've enjoyed listening, and I hope you'll join me next time. I'm Lisa Maxwell, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, and I have read the majority of an article titled Vision for Inclusion, Key Steps to Make College Accessible for Visually Impaired Students by Stephanie Spillman, and we will continue this article on the next session. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Education Today is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.